right, drum roll, please. Welcome to the second hour of A Voice of the People with Linda Sims. This is WGH Talk. Thank you for tuning in. Okay, let me open up my show. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download free app on any electronic device. Call TuneIn and search WWGH. Now you can find this app in your Play Store. Don't forget, once you download TuneIn and search WWGH, you will have us at your fingertips 24/7. Or if you would like to call in and ask questions of my guest today, please call 740-383-9944. Again, 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would like to make any comments. I need to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, and that's starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. This will take place September the 17th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. If you have need of free produce, please mark your calendars and share with others that you may know of that have need of free produce. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner is Cheryl Lee. Location is LaRue, Ohio. Number there is 740-262-0939. And my faithful listeners, thank you for being with me and supporting me. And if it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. I do want to share with you, we will be celebrating our 41st annual Marion Popcorn Festival, September the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th, which will take place downtown Marion. On the 8th will be a parade. It begins at 6 p.m. People line the streets up with their lawn chairs every year, so order yourselves accordingly. And they will be closing down streets beginning next Tuesday. And I think the only thoroughfare downtown will be State Street Overpass going north. Okay? So, we always look forward to our Marion Popcorn Festival. But I did hear that it will not be carried out this way again. So, I'm going to try to get someone on here so we can find out what their new strategy may be. Okay? So, it's just a rumor for right now. Okay, I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and that thought is determination. Determination is an essential quality to nature. If I am to continue on my spiritual journey, no matter how much enthusiasm I have or how clear my aim is, without determination, I will give up sooner or later. In times of challenge, I take care that determination does not lead to stubbornness. Then I can let go of resistance and not oppose anyone or anything with my mind. Instead, I take time for meditation, reflect on me, mostly, and be more compassionate way to deal with the situation and quietly wait for an approach to present itself. Hopefully you take note of the thought for today, and it's titled Determination and how of an essential quality it is to nurture. So, I'll read that again for myself, which I have to do most of the time. Those thoughts for today keep me right in line. Now, I'm going to turn my attention to my guest today. Excuse my remote hand operated camera, but you know, we have a camera. Praise God for that. Okay, we have Marcus and Michael and their mother, same last name, yes. Kellen, here from Boyd Funeral Home. And they have really enlightened us for the end of days, our end of days, as it comes to every family. None of us can escape that. We all came here the same way and we all leave out of here the same way. But they have brought us some comforting news, and just kind of introduce yourself again, starting with your mother.
Yeah, I'm Vicki McClellan, owner of the Boyd Funeral Home, and my sons.
Michael.
And Marcus.
And Marcus, yes. Glad to have you all here. And right at the end of the last hour, I think I'm going to start there, but find out that Michael is a coach over at Grant Middle School, and we know that there's been a lot of talk about Grant Middle School.
Harding.
Because it takes place at Grant Middle School, the football game. Sorry about that. But Harding High School, and we know that their coach retired like 8 days before the first game. And Marcus, how long have you been working with the students over at?
I've been coaching at the high school. That'll be my second year.
Your second year? Okay. How different do you think it is this year than it was last year already since the coach has retired?
There's a different vibe. I think different feel to it. It's a very positive, I think. It kind of feels very similar how it was when Coach Ross was first here. Where we sit now, I think just getting our biggest downfall right now is just getting the kids to believe. I know, like, if you look back at last year, the Mount Vernon game, we won. They went for two at the end, and they didn't get it, so we won that game. And they went to Mansfield Senior, and we learned a lesson. But if you watch, especially last season, one thing I'll give the kids is they're very resilient, and they're able to overcome quite a bit. I mean, I didn't realize how many unfortunate situations our kids are in that they come in through, a lot of kids. And it's heartbreaking. But they're able to, once they can gain that trust and they feel secure in that, I mean, our talent is absolutely insane. I think it just has a lot to do with taking that deep breath. Like I said, the good thing about it with Coach Art taking over, Dan Art, is he's already been there. So it wasn't as if it was a new head coach.
Yeah, that is a good thing that he's not a new head coach. I don't know how true this is, but grapevine, what they say, things that you have heard, that a lot of parents were really looking forward to the leadership of Coach Ross for this new school year because of the record that he left, 7-2, right?
Coach Ross, one thing I'll give Coach Ross, I mean, I like Coach Ross a lot. You know, I try to talk to him probably about once a week or so on the phone. He'll hit me up and we'll talk. So I think I have a good relationship with Coach Ross. But there was an energy that he had. And he had the ability, I will say, to get down and talk to these kids at different levels. To be able to relate a lot better. And it's just something that you can't teach it. I know I'm not, you know, as good as that. We all have our own personalities and things like that. But when he would show up and he was there, I mean, the energy was different. And I think that's probably our biggest loss in terms of losing Coach Ross as a head coach, is just the energy that he brought. We had our offensive and defensive coordinators. And that's not to say that Coach Arnt's not an X's and O's kind of guy.
Right.
He certainly is. But just, my biggest thing I would say, the loss that we're trying to recover from, like I said, would just be the energy. And with Coach Art bringing on LJ Scott, like I said, he's very energetic.
Mm-hmm.
And he's able to talk to the players and really relate down to how they're feeling. And, you know, that, and I can't dance, so Coach Ross can dance.
that always
got everybody excited. You know, not to say Coach Art can't, you know, but, but that's probably the biggest thing. Is just getting that energy back up and realizing how to connect right with them. And I have all the faith that Coach Arnold will be able to do that.
And LJ Scott, he's younger, right?
I believe he's 26.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know he was a big time running back out of Marion. He went on down to run at Louisville. He was actually running back at the same time Lamar Jackson was down there.
Right.
But unfortunately for him, Lamar Jackson was kind of the running back at Louisville. So he transferred, I think, to Eastern Kentucky where he could run the ball. But, you know, he shares stories of that, and he's a great guy. The last couple of weeks here that I've got to know him, so. And I'm hoping that he's able to replace that energy that we lost with Coach Ross's absence.
I hope so, too, because I went to the game. Mm-hmm. I want to support, let the players know that the community is behind them no matter what happened. We're still there to root them on and push them on and things like that. And I'm like, what's going on the field? I'm like, I'm all upset. I'm ready to go out there and coach now, right? I'm like, if you don't get your butt out there and get that ball. But, you know, there were a lot of large-sized players out there, and they looked just so small.
Yeah.
But I was always taught, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, right?
There
so,
you go.
I don't know what it would even take. Like you said, it's the energy and getting them all excited about it. And you know, if you do lose, that's not the end of it, you know, because there's always a way to come back. But they had, even their body language was saying, you know, I'm done playing this game. And we had another quarter to go, you know. And that was sad to see. Go ahead.
One thing that's sad, and I will say that we developed last year, is I didn't realize how much time Marion had spent not winning. And I'll go back to the Mansfield-Madison game last year.
Mm-hmm.
We handled them pretty well.
Like, right.
It was like 50-some to 14 or something like that. We did what we had to do. And I didn't realize that these kids didn't know how to win when it came to the fourth quarter. And you start telling your starters, all right, you sit down, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, they're freaking out. Like, what are you doing? Why am I being taken out of the game? You know what I mean? So, like, last year, I mean, the idea of, like, you have to learn how to win, too. Like, at a certain point, like, when we get up to a certain score, we're looking at next week now.
You right.
I mean? I can't have you guys getting injured on something stupid or silly right now, but we got to start looking next week. So even that was a big surprise to me. I was fortunate enough to play for a high school that we did pretty well while mm-hmm. I was there. So the idea of, like, your starters playing in the fourth quarter, that was unheard of unless it was a close game.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And so even just changing that around to the idea of learning how to win, you know, so.
And even tell them a little bit about off-season and all that. I mean, going to camps.
We had a camp that went real well out of Bluffton. You know, I mean, I know there's a lot of rumors and things that circulate around that, but no, we weren't kicked out of Bluffton. We didn't, you know, make a fool of ourselves at Bluffton.
Right, right.
I think it was probably the first chance a lot of these kids have ever got to really get out and be a part of something like that.
Yeah.
And it was a good time. I know. I got to attribute a lot of that. Coach Hart was huge in setting that up. His son goes to Bluffton now, so he's got the end there.
Okay.
So he was big. I think he had the idea. Coach Ross gave him the freedom to try to pursue it. We, even as a funeral home, donated money to help make sure it could be paid for so the kids could go.
Oh, that was nice. That was real nice.
And so it was a success. And like I said, I know at the end, people when we left early, that was just a decision that Coach Ross made. That.
So he didn't participate in any of the summer events for the players?
No, he did. He did. I know, like, with him and his schedule, like, I can't really speak on what he did, but he was there. I know there are certain situations where people might have liked to have been there more. Like I said, I can't really speak on that too much. But like I said, he was at Bluffton. He made the decision. He came. We were there for 3 days. He came very early in the morning the second day. And that, once again, that just goes back to, like, Coach Arn. Like I said, Coach Arn's been there. And, you know, so he's...
I get it.
He's been a great guy to have as yeah. as the assistant coach. But the decision was made when we left early. It was just because, you know, you had players that didn't want to act right. And Coach Ross is like, you know what, this is a standard. Like, we're not going to accept...
Less.
So when you start, you want to act silly and act a fool, then we'll pack up and go back. And
Right.
We had a big coaches talk about that, and that was a decision that we thought was best, where Coach Ross and Coach Hart and all the whole coaching staff agreed that, you know, we're trying to develop men through football.
True.
And at a certain point in time, you've got to, things happen and no one wants to, you know, I guess, fess up to it or something like that. Well, consequences happen.
Yes, they do. Yes, they
and
do.
And so we were coming back. We essentially came back 8 hours early. So we just came back in the morning of that next day instead of the following. And like I said, it was nothing major or anything like that. So, like, Bluffton didn't kick us out or anything like that. I know the rumors spread on that. But the only reason we left was it was a teachable moment that the coaches felt that needed to occur.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I can attest to kind of just even what my brother said, you know, even when we went up to high school, you know, we played at a D1 high school. So, you know, off season was huge. We had no idea. You know, I didn't have any idea. Mike did. He did wrestling and all that. So he was constantly doing some type of sport.
Mm-hmm.
But just allowing those kids to even take, like, see what it could be like during off season, I think that this was maybe an eye opener for them. So maybe next season when they go to the off season, maybe they'll cherish that kind of reward. Because really all that's doing is getting them out of the situation that they may be in over the summertime, mm-hmm. maybe keeping them out of trouble.
Right.
And teaching them fundamentals. And that's,
right.
And that's what we want to, you know, do. Especially, you know, when we help sponsor that kind of thing. And I know that's what my brother is trying to do through coaching as well. So.
Right, right. And I think that was what was so heartbreaking about the young man that shot and killed the other young man. How great he was at the end of his season of the year last year. And I mean, he was honored and by the coaches and by the teachers and by the community, and he had a lot going for himself, you know.
What I'll say about Marquise is finding out that whole situation, that one hit really close to home. And a situation like overall, I was sad. Like I'm not too emotional and things like that, but like situations like that,
yeah,
that just popped up. And when I found out about it, my wife asked if I, you know, knew who he was, and I said, yeah, he was played for. You know, what's going on? Everything all right? And she had mentioned that he had shot that other kid, and it's just like you just wonder, like, is it, you know, I guess it's only my second year coaching, but yeah, I mean, you kind of try to reach out to those kids, and that was a big part of the whole Bluffton idea that we went and stayed in the dorms.
Right, right.
You're on a college campus. You're eating at
college
the
meals.
Yeah, you're going to the cafeterias with, you know, so like there is life
experiencing
after high school.
Right.
Just,
yeah. Right.
There are other things to go on. Like, but yeah, that one, Marquise, that really hurt my heart a little bit on that one, and I took that one pretty hard because he said he was a special kid.
See,
the first half of the year, didn't really know him too much. You know what I mean? He just kind of. Out of nowhere, he played for me as a senior on JV almost halfway through the year. You know what I mean? Just kind of goofy, didn't really
right.
get in touch with it. Then out of nowhere, something switched on him, and he started coming out in varsity. And he became like a special team specialist. You know what I mean? He's probably one of the happiest kids on the team. He's always smiling, things like, you know what I mean? So it was just,
it's tough.
Yeah, that one hit
yeah.
a little bit differently.
Yes, absolutely. For all of us, you know,
yeah.
it followed him and Harding football team, and to see him turn like that, it had so much honor given to him at the end of the year, and I thought,
oh, yeah.
well, he's going to go on and do great things, and something like this happens, you know, and you wonder what clicked.
Changed, yeah.
yeah, what
and,
changed.
And even losing Coach Ross and all that, and I'm kind of, I guess, speaking for the community, you know, really, even what my brother's trying to implement, you know, with the coaching staff, being able to have the opportunity to go and coach is, you know, again, what you said, being behind the community at all times, and I think that's one thing that we need to keep, you know, reiterating every time we go forward with a new process, a new system.
True.
Is that, you know, we're here for the kids. We're here from, you know, just because we're funeral directors doesn't mean that we're not here for you in life as well, you know?
Yes.
And that's kind of one of the biggest things that we've been trying to dispel from the funeral industry as well. I know when we had our phone conversation, when you kind of, you know, you said, I know you're a funeral director, but is that it? And,
right,
and
right.
And I thought of a lot more things I could have said after that, but I think the real thing is just, you know, him being the coach, you know, my mom, you know, being a mother, you know, single mother of two, you know, grown boys.
Right.
Trying to teach them things, you know, trying to teach us how to run the business. You know, we're always, you know, trying to put on different hats and be a part of the community any way that we can. And any way that we can kind of teach each other to do that, we need to support each other. And I think that, you know, even though we may have lost Coach Ross, it doesn't mean that what he did has to just end right there.
Right.
A lot of that needs to be carried on as well.
Right, right. It would be good if he could teach people how to have that energy and
yeah.
move these young people along, you know, because that's what, like you said, that's what's missing. That's what they need. Because, you know, when you lose something that you're really looking forward to and just before you get there, it's gone.
Yeah.
It's just snatched away from you, you know, so then that puts you in a different frame of mind. Well, maybe I shouldn't work so hard. Maybe I shouldn't, you know. But I've learned if you want it, you can have it. But you have to really want it.
Yeah.
You know, you have to really want to win. Or we can all just sit down and just close down the whole program, you know, if you're not going to come out here and do something. Now you have the community support. We're here to cheer you on. And I was so upset. We're so quiet over here. Let's cheer them on.
Yeah.
You know, let's do something, you know, to rile them up. Or, you know, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, I got one bone to pick with the band, I'll be honest. Because we were
okay.
both in band for our entire high school career.
Okay.
And he even went on to college and played at BG. But the pep band needs to be more involved, I feel like. You know, they take a break during the third quarter, and then you don't think so?
No, I'm listening.
Oh. I was going to say, they take a break during like the third quarter, and then you don't really hear them too much in the fourth
quarter. No, they was absent, right?
Yeah, and I think they need to be more engaging in the audience. I mean, we're not, you know, we're there, as much as we're there for them, we're also there for the other students as well.
I agree.
And the energy kind of feeds off of each other, and that's something that I've noticed this season already is kind of lacking. So.
It was. I'm like, well, where's the band? Where's the cheerleaders?
Yeah.
I'm trying to cheer and push them up. Little voice. And Ed was saying me something. He said, I'm sure they heard you out there on the field. Get that ball. You know, screaming at the top of my lungs. But.
And I would encourage the community to still stay behind the football team, especially. It seems the better the football team does, the better the community does. And I know we've donated money to try to, because my goal is like eventually. You know, if Arndt stays on next year as the head coach or the next coach that comes on, hopefully I'll still be able to coach. Like I said, we've donated like $20,000 last year to put back into like the fitness center. So then I drove down to Rogue down there in Columbus and picked up the new workout gear and things like that. We've always just kind of talked that, you know, if we can't be there free in your life, then why come to us in your death?
Yeah.
And that's true. That's true.
We hear, you know, we hear things, you know, from other funeral homes, this, that, and, you know, you go wherever you're comfortable. That's fine. But I challenge you to go find anyone from any other funeral home on the sideline or donating money to different organizations trying to help the actual town get better.
Even in the stands, I mean.
Right, yeah. Right.
Like I said, so that's big for us is trying to bring Marion back and try to uplift Marion and donate to different causes that
that's
just
good.
Bring us together as a community. And
that's good.
That'd be the only thing I would say is I would challenge people that if they're not sure what funeral home to look at how the funeral homes get involved in the community. And if you find out that, you know, we'll say Snyder. Snyder's a great organization. Chad's a good guy. You know, they run a top-notch funeral home. But I would still say if you can look in and they're donated and as much as we are and getting involved in the community as much as we are, then by all means, it looks like I need to step it up.
Right.
But if they're not, then, you know, I would look at that as well when you come to choosing your funeral home, which funeral homes are going to put back in, be there for you while you're alive, not just for
right.
Pass.
That's so true. And I'm glad you said that because I know growing up, and even as a child, I know Boyd's Funeral Home was a funeral home for African Americans, you know, but now they have different choices and, you know, so, and I don't know what happened, but it kind of fell off for some reason. I shared that with you, but I see that African Americans are still using Boyd's Funeral Home, you know. It was like a personal connection with that. Even though there were other funeral homes, you were number one for African Americans.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't know why things changed.
Right.
I mean, like I said, when I talked to you on the phone, all I can really assume is that maybe there were some policies that we changed, you know, just like our policy that we require payment, you know, the day of the service.
Right.
And I think what, you know, a lot of people, they get thrown back by that. But then going back to the first hour that we talked, pre-planning everything out, I mean, that's what avoids those awkward situations.
That's true.
And, you know, it's like we don't want to, you know, not serve anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when somebody comes in and they ask for this and we can't, you know, quite meet up to those standards on a price point and things like that, it kind of starts this kind of rocky relationship. And I think that kind of goes out into the community. Because maybe so-and-so says, you know, well, you know, they did that 10 years ago. Why can't they do it now?
Mm-hmm,
well, because
mm-hmm.
everything's gotten more expensive. There's just a lot of reasons, you know, why things change. And I think that that's one thing that, you know, why we even took this interview was just kind of dispel maybe some of those myths.
Right,
you know,
right.
Not that we're trying to turn anybody away at all.
Right.
I mean, the more people come in, the better, you know, we can serve people, the more closer to each demographic we can get. And then we can better, you know, tailor all of our offerings for them. So that was one of the big things. And I know we had talked about maybe even like pre-planning and then going into life insurance and all that. Financial
right.
literacy is another big thing that we're trying to push just in general in this community.
Learning ourselves.
And learning ourselves with
right,
starting
right.
our own businesses and things like that. You know, really trying to show people that, you know, to start a business, all you have to do is just start going. You don't have to know all the answers. You don't have to know all the right, you know, places to go. But as long as you have that ambition and drive, you know, you can really change, you know, this community, the football team, a funeral home, whatever, you know, whatever
yes.
it is.
Yes. And I'm all for the youth. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
for
and
that.
Education is really... Education, whatever it is, if it's education in, like you said, the funeral you know, planning, that is big, big, big. And I think that's one thing the African American community is lacking. And I had tried a couple of times to, like, somehow infiltrate and get in to different groups to get invited so that we could get some education into the group. We have been big supporters of the Black Heritage Council in the years past. You know, can we get together with a group to tell people the importance? And it's not just for our funeral home. It's for any funeral home.
Oh, yeah, that's for the community, yes.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's like I said, it's for the community about how it will benefit you financially in the long run, how, you know, you're saving money by doing it now. Everybody says, you know, can we make payments? Well, of course. But let's do it before you die.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, let's don't right. wait until the moment we have a funeral in 3 days and
all the expenses. Yeah. Yeah.
So let's take some time and think about what we want and plan on that.
Right.
And make some payments over time and not hit you all at once. Yeah. So that's what we want to do, is to educate everyone about that. You know, everyone in the community.
Yeah, they need it. We need
really
it.
Really just to get families to have that talk. I mean, because again, we talked about tradition kind of going by the wayside. I mean, even, you know, religion. Maybe somebody's not as religious as the other person. They pass away. Now they don't go to that church. You know, you see that happen all the time. But just getting back to facilitating those talks, you know, with the family before they even come and talk to us. Because we don't want to feel like we're trying to sell you anything. We don't want to feel like we're trying to put you, you know, in a box as to what you can and can't do. And we want to know, and we want the family to talk. A lot of times, even after an arrangement, family members don't, you know, communicate like they should. And that's really
true.
What the education is for, is to bring them together to have those talks.
Funeral affects people in different ways. A lot of families fall out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to talk to one another. They can't agree upon anything. So when death comes, it affects people differently. But at least you're willing to have those conversations with people in advance, you know.
Mm-hmm. So if anyone ever wants to know about it, if you would like for us to come to your group, organization, or just you personally, we'd be glad to do that.
I'm so glad I got your names from Ed Pickett. Yes, because I never thought. You know, yeah.
And we actually have somebody who works in our funeral home who specializes in that. And he also does seminars and talks. And he's actually the president of our district at the Ohio Funeral Directors Organization. And he does continuing education for funeral directors as well. And he's very knowledgeable in this whole element of pre-planning and insurance, things like that. So we have the knowledge. We are certainly glad to share that with everybody. So please give us a call. We want to help you, and that's the best thing that we can do for you, actually.
Right. Because after all, you've been around a long time. And you've helped endless families in this community.
And we want to continue to be around a long time, and we want to be the funeral home of the community.
Mm-hmm.
We have been here for 100 years, and, you know, same family, and want it to continue to be that way. And, you know, your dollars spent here in Marion are spent here in Marion.
Mm-hmm.
We all live here in Marion.
Right.
And this is where your dollars will be invested.
That's good. Real good.
So when they say shop local.
Oh, yeah. That
can't
too.
Get any more local than us.
Yeah. That's true. That's so
you
true.
You graduated from Harding, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And when Grandma or majorette?
Yeah. Yep. My mom graduated from Harding. So did I.
Okay. So. Majorette. You don't hear that terminology too often anymore.
Right.
Trolling those batons.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That goes way back. You don't even hear batons much anymore, do you?
Not really. I mean, we had one at St. John's for.
She went off
and she went to Michigan. Yeah.
Okay.
But after that,
they have them every now and then. Sure.
Almost like a lost art, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. I learned how to twirl it, but that was it. Oh, not talking about many years ago. Yeah, I did that. And you also said you wanted to share some more information about what you are doing in the community.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know we got the popcorn parade coming up. And for the last couple years, we've been stage sponsors for the popcorn parade. And we will be again this year.
Okay.
And I think that's, you know, something that is big in our community. And I know that our biggest event, you know, that brings people in from all over. Mm-hmm. So we are proud to, you know, be a part of that. And the other thing is, well, the Blues Festival that we had.
Okay.
We have been stage sponsors of the Blues Festival for the last couple of years, and that's always been a fun event.
Got rained out this year, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, about halfway through.
About 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
like.
And they did at least get the main event blues band to be able to play at the OK then afterwards, you know, inside.
Oh, I went home too early, I guess.
So that was something, and that was unfortunate because the weather report didn't really say it was going to rain like that,
rain.
And then all
of a
sudden.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was, I mean, your car is all outside of Buckeye Collision. I mean, you could barely find a parking space, and then
it
just.
Yeah, there was really a good turnout.
I said I'm going to be on time more often now because I was late getting there, and then it just started pouring down.
Yeah, so next year, if you didn't get a chance to do it this year, get out to the Blues Festival. The music was great.
I bet.
And the car show that they have is really spectacular.
I didn't even know they had a car show.
Yep, and it's I guess not what they say, not a real car show, mm-hmm. because they don't have prizes and you don't have to register and all this, but anybody's got an old car and wants to show it off, just bring it on out. And there are cars of all kinds and really, really a nice display of all different kinds of cars.
Okay, so is Silky Ray over the, is he like the director of the...
Mm-hmm.
Jazz Fest or Blues Jazz.
Blues Fest.
Blues
Festival. Blues and Barbecue Fest.
Yeah.
Blues.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was at the Buckeye Collision, which is really a nice outdoor venue for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's all by the little lake that they have there and in the grass. And so you just bring your lawn chair and sit out there and listen to good music and eat some good food. And
wow.
And then some other things that we sponsored, we didn't get the chance to make it out to, but the Route 30 Harley-Davidson Rumble, we sponsored that. That was in Upper Sandusky.
Okay.
And the reason I guess I should precurse with that is we also now have a motorcycle hearse that we use for processions as well. And a lot of people don't know that yet. So we're trying to get more into the biker community, and we're trying to kind of establish relationships, you know, within different clubs and things like that, because we have had a lot of motorcyclists who have passed in the last couple of years, and we kind of noticed the need to have that kind of offering.
Right.
So we sponsored that. That was also the same day as the Blues Fest, so we couldn't make both places, unfortunately. And then we are going to sponsor, or actually we have, what is it, the second, we're going to the Ashley Veteran Memorial Day celebration.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's another thing that we're going to be at, so you can catch us. Do you know where that's at again?
It's Ashley Furniture.
There in Marion?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here in Marion.
Okay.
Okay.
And we did the honor flight at home here, that Tri-Rivers.
Yeah.
That was
a good
last month or in July.
Yeah, last month.
And
I think the big thing that we're looking at going in the next year, we just haven't quite figured out how to get it. Go about having it set up is we're wanting to figure out sponsorship things and things like that to do. I guess just for like the average kid, because I was just average, so I didn't get any money or anything like that for school. So, but those kids, you know, they want to go to school too. And,
like scholarships.
Yep.
Yeah.
We do that and get involved there. I know I didn't realize how involved high school coaching was until I got involved with it.
Right.
I mean, the idea that it's not just somebody's dad out there, as opposed to, like, these guys, like, even Coach Arnold, like, the guys that are coaching and head coaches, like, they'll travel from high school
mm-hmm,
to go coach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's, I didn't realize that was the case, so we probably spend at least 40 hours a week involved doing that. I know we purchased all their weight equipment last year, so they're going to have a new weight room and stuff like that put in.
Mm.
So we just, that's where I spent most of my time, is focused on, currently on the football program. I'd like to get that up and running and branch out to other areas that need help as well within the high school.
You tell those boys to suck it up. Get it together. Go out there and win games. They have our support. Mm-hmm. If there's anything else you need from the community, they need to reach out to us. So we're going to do what we can, you know, as far as... I mean, I went to Harding, too. You know, all my children. You know, my baby girl played in the band. She carried that big old snare drum, whatever it was. I mean, she was in band from, what, ninth grade till she graduated, eighth or somewhere like that. She was under Mr. Schramm. You've heard of him, right? You haven't? Okay. He was over at Baker.
Oh, okay.
Or Edison. Edison.
Oh, so we...
Yeah.
We moved to Toledo when I was in middle school.
Oh, okay.
So I went to middle school and high school in Toledo.
So how old are you?
I'm 32.
She's a little older than you, but still, yeah, yeah. Okay, then. Now, is there anything else you want to share before we get off the air? I mean, you guys are really in the community deep, and you're doing a lot of good things, and, you know, really wish you well on what you're doing. And
yeah. You'll see us around. I'm in the Rotary Club and the Women's Club, and we sponsor a lot of, like, the Junior Service Guild, events that are going on, you know, not just as big as a popcorn fest one that, but a lot of things throughout town. So you'll see us around. You can just, you know, look for us and come up, talk to us, say hey, you know,
right.
We heard you on the radio, or, you know, if you have a question, you know, feel free to ask. That's one thing. We're very approachable. We don't, you know, it's funny when somebody finds out that we're funeral directors.
Mm-hmm. Like,
a question.
We'll take them.
We
love
them. Yeah,
right.
You know,
right.
I always wanted to know about this or that.
Right.
And, like, yeah, you know, it's something that's kind of been, like, taboo and people never, you know, afraid to ask.
But, oh, yeah.
Hey, you know, feel free to ask us.
Because people don't want to go there, really, if they don't have to.
Right. And so we're open about it. We'll help you understand it and not be afraid of it.
That's true. That's so true. We have to learn to look at life as it is, and that is a part of life.
Yeah.
Dying,
yeah.
It's a part of life. And like you said, not fear it, just, you know, be equipped,
yeah.
Educated about what needs to be done and how you need to do it.
Yeah.
Where it's less expensive in the long run if you plan for it.
Sure is.
Right.
And I'll tell people, they say, well, we don't like to talk about, you know, death. And I say, well, I understand that. I say, well, just talk about it one more time. And then everything's said and done. You don't have to talk about it anymore.
That's true. That's true.
Because no matter what, you're going to talk about it again, at, you know, with your loved ones. It's just unfortunate. It's just how we are as a human being. So if you can handle it now, the sooner you handle it, the better. Like,
right.
I said, whether it's with us or if it's with Snyder, it doesn't matter. Like I said, they run a great organization over there, and I have nothing bad to say about them. And
right, right.
Like I said, we're blessed to have good funeral homes like Snyder and Boyd here in Marion.
Right. And so, Boyd's, right?
Boyd. But like I said, that's why, like I said, any situation, they're just as approachable. You can talk to them. So any questions you have, feel free to reach out. Like I said, you know, I'm not in a hurry for your business, you know. I'd like
right.
it. But
it is what it is.
Yeah.
It happens. Nothing we can do to avoid it, you know. So how does it feel, Marcus and Michael, to be born into this profession? You already have a career when you came into the world.
Well,
how does that feel?
Oh, I didn't. In fact, there
you
was,
didn't?
There was drama there. I tried
yeah.
to come down earlier and was told no. So,
anyway.
But.
And then after he was down there for a year, I think about maybe a year, almost a year and a half, and then he called me up and he said, hey, you know, you're tired of working at Cracker Barrel? And I was like, well, yeah, what's up? And he's like, well, you know, you want to start working here at the funeral home? We both started out in the mortuary, I guess, industry doing removals up in Toledo for a third-party, like, removal company that just does the removals for the family
okay.
or the funeral homes. And so we kind of had dabbled in it a little bit, but we didn't know how deep into this rabbit hole we were going to get. And then end up where we are now. You know, it's a true blessing. You know,
good.
We're just trying to come down to help the family out, so.
That's good. That you can see it as a, and it was a blessing to be
mm-hmm.
A lot of us aren't born into things like that. We have to fight and find our own way through life, you know. But like you said, a business plan is just putting it into action, taking the first steps and moving forward with
it. And truly blessed.
Truly blessed. Well, good. Because you was born into this too, right?
This was not my first career.
Okay. Okay.
I was a registered nurse for many years.
Oh.
Before going to mortuary school.
So you were kind of close to the life and death thing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Registered nurse. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a daughter that's a RN. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she loved it.
I did too. And I love this as well.
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah.
You ending up, you know, being a funeral director and all that. I can see that, yeah.
We actually went back to school together. So.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. We did.
That's good.
So we, she got her bachelor's about 5 years ago now. She went back.
Seven years ago.
Yes.
Okay.
And then 2 years later, we went back to school and got our associates in mortuary science. That way we could as well.
Wow. Just moving right along. So how many children do you have, Michael?
I have two.
Two, boy, girl?
I have two girls. I got two. Caroline and Chloe.
How old are they?
Caroline's 2.5. And then Chloe's is 13 months.
Oh, you just got a little one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Nothing wrong with that. Family?
Oh, yeah.
Are you finished or looking for a boy? Or planning for one?
It goes back and forth. Depending on how bad they are going to bed at night.
One more. I don't know.
If we did have another one, that'd probably be it. For sure, cap it at that. I mean, I figure if I don't get a boy this time, you know, three strikes and I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know we're also looking at adoption as well.
That's something
both of us have looked at and talked about. So when we get set up a little more, something we want to look into.
That's good. That's good. What about you? I know you're planning on getting married soon, right?
Oh, not soon, but I guess we're working on it. Like I said, I've been dating her for about 2 years now, so we're getting to that point where it's getting pretty serious. The kids and all that don't seem to be in the plan so far. Obviously, we're trying to get to the marriage and all that stuff before we try to do all that. And I don't know. I'm probably in the same boat he is. Two seems like a lot. Three would be all I can handle. So
yeah.
So we'll I guess in a couple of years we'll have to see what happens. I guess what you know the plan is that's even above what I can control. So.
I might have to invite you to our book club we're having, Singles Choosing God's Best.
Okay.
But it's good. It's really good, yeah. Yeah, I can text you that information if you want to be a part of that. It, informational and gaining wisdom because marriage is a big step.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for everybody that takes that step.
And me, so. I don't take it lightly, and that's kind of why it's taken so long to get here. I just wanted to make sure... You know, that if this is going to be my attempt to try to, you know, be married, that this is going to be, you know, the one that's going to last. You know, and not all marriages last and all that, but at least I'm going to try to give it my best shot to make it last as long as possible.
So. Right, right. I have a grandson. I'm only going to marry one time, Grandma. Just once. I said, well, I think we all have that intention when we jump into it, you know, but like you said, they don't all happen like that, but...
And you learn, so...
Oh, it took him a while. It took him a minute, I'm telling you. Oh, depends on what you invest in it. Just keep your heart, like I told him. That belongs to God. You just can't give anybody your whole heart.
Yeah.
All righty. Away game this Friday?
Yep, we have Newark this Friday.
Newark. How far away is that?
Couldn't tell you.
Other side of Columbus, right?
Yeah, it's a little over now.
Down there, okay.
Yeah, Newark, Ohio. Harding High School. They need your support, community.
Yeah.
They need your support very much. And I don't know how many people even travel to those away games, but...
There's at least about 40 people that you see at every game.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
That's
same
good.
Same people that do travel, so we do have people that travel.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. Well, great. Alrighty then. So thank you all so much for coming. This will not be your last time.
Oh, I appreciate it.
You know, will not be your last time. So I'll be calling on you again. Thank you, Michael. Michael, Marcus,
Vicky.
And Vicky. Yeah. Thank you so much. And I wish you all well with all that you're doing in our community of Marion, Ohio, and all your support and just how you've been in our community for a long time. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're so welcome. So welcome. And thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims live here on WGH Talk. Let this not be your last time. Hopefully you gained some information and some insight of how to conduct business. Boyd's Funeral Home is here for the community. If you need to reach out to them, I know you can find them in your directory or just Google them. You know, everything's on Google. I love Google. So
make sure you got the right Boyd Funeral Home.
Make sure you got the right Boys Funeral Home. Right, absolutely.
One in Cincinnati as well. Or Cleveland. Cleveland, sorry.
Okay. This is for Marion.
Yeah. They'll get you in the right.
So this is for Marion, Ohio, Boyd Funeral Home. Absolutely. Well, we have enjoyed them, and hopefully you have enjoyed this interview. And stay tuned. We will be on tomorrow with Brad DeCamp, Executive Director, tomorrow.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For grandson of President Warren G. Harding, Jim Blessing,